Part 4. Directions. You will hear some talks given by a single speaker. You will be asked to answer three questions about what the speaker says in each talk. Select the best response to each question and mark the letter A, B, C, or D on your answer sheet. The talks will not be printed in your textbook and will be spoken only one time. Questions 71 through 73 refer to the following talk. Good morning, I'm Steve Harris, and I'll be leading the training class on Internet security. I've worked on security-related issues in the computer industry for the past 15 years, and I've given a workshop like this for the past 2 years. First, I'm going to spend some time today giving you a general overview of security problems faced by the banking industry. For most of this week, I'll be showing you how to set up a website that is safe for customers to use. Number 71. What is the purpose of the talk? Number 72. Who is Steve Harris? Number 73. What will the audience do? Questions 74 through 76 refer to the following telephone message.
Hello, I'm leaving this message for Miss Kansas Hennington. This is Dr. Bronker's receptionist, Tandra. I'm just calling to remind you one more time about your 3 o'clock appointment next Monday. If you don't think you can make it, please call me before this Thursday. The checkup usually takes about 40 minutes, but there are some forms you need to fill out before meeting the doctor. So we ask you to be here 15 minutes early, and do not forget your medical insurance card. We'll see you then. Thank you.
Number 74. Who is leaving the message? Number 75. When is the scheduled appointment? Number 76. Why should Kansas Hennington arrive early? Questions 77 through 79 refer to the following telephone message.
Hi, Mr. Franco. This morning I saw your Help Wanted ad on a bulletin board at the West Community Centre. I am Kelly O'Connor, and I'm interested in employment as the head chef of the Centreview Hotel. I graduated from the French Cooking School 6 years ago and have served as the head cook at a downtown restaurant. I'm sure I would be an asset to your restaurant. I wanted to send a resume, but your address was torn off of the ad. Please call me back at 245-1766 with the hotel address so that I can send you a copy of my resume. Thank you for your time.
Number 77. Why is the woman leaving the message? Number 78. Where does Mr. Franco most likely work? Number 79. Why is Kelly O'Connor asking Mr. Franco to call her back? Questions 80 through 82 refer to the following radio advertisement.
Are you ready to gather your belongings and leave? We will help you make your trip more convenient with our new Featherlite luggage. Our latest suitcase design is not only the lightest in the current market, but is also strong and long-lasting. We do admit that our products are relatively expensive compared to our competitors, but we guarantee that you will be 100% satisfied after using our suitcases. We not only offer a full refund if not satisfied, we also give a bonus gift to the first 100 people purchasing online, a luxurious leather briefcase perfect for a laptop computer. Visit us now at featherlightsuitcase.com to receive this special offer. It is time to bid farewell to your old heavy suitcases.
Number 80. What is mentioned about Featherlight suitcases? Number 81. What gift is being offered? Number 82. How can people receive a gift? Go on to the next page. Questions 83 through 85 refer to the following telephone message.
Hi, Michael. It's Melissa Kenyard, the property manager of Red Brick Apartments. An apartment with four rooms that matches your request has just become available. It's quite spacious, and both the security system and heat are included in the rent. As you are already aware, the apartment building is near downtown, so restaurants and shopping malls are easily accessible. A fitness club is conveniently located on the first floor of the building. Please call me right away if this meets your needs. You can move in as early as next week, but I need to know as soon as possible if you are interested. I bet this apartment won't be available for long. Thank you.
Number 83. What is true about the apartment? Number 84. What is mentioned as being located inside the building? Number 85. Why does the speaker say,
"Please call me right away if this meets your needs"?